Reggae Plus Radio on the internet. She is a highly decorated poet, raconteur, and observationist. Jamaica's Miss Lou, Louise Bennett Coverley, is well-loved and totally respected around the world. And this love affair with Miss Lou has been going on now for a long, long time. For she recognized and revealed colonial mentality for what it was. She was committed to uplifting Jamaica and Jamaicans. And even if the politics of the 70s caused her relocation to Canada, her willingness to say what needed to be said never wavered. Perhaps it's the way she did it, like no one before her and no one since, that keeps Miss Lou in the upper reaches of the minds and hearts of Jamaicans and thinking people around the world. Miss Lou, from Reggae Plus and Jamaicans.com.
That is the Jamaican welcome song. Come make me hold your hand. Now you have to welcome me, I welcome you. So you're going to sing with me. Come make me hold your hand. All right, yes dear. But I don't want to hear anybody say, come let me hold your hand. You see? Because you're going to pile up the culture. No matter with that. Come make me hold your hand. Come make me hold your hand. Long time, girl, we never see you. Come make me hold your hand. In a long time, girl, we never see you. Come make me hold your hand. Feel head down close, sit on Patrick, come pick up the blossom. Make me hold your hand, girl. Make me hold you. Feel on Turner. This long time, girl, we never see you. Come make me wheel on Turner. Everybody saying walk and talk. And when I go to Canada, I don't have any trouble with this because they naturally say whack and tack. This long time, girl, they never see. Come as we walk and talk. It's a long time, girl, they never see. Come as we walk and talk. You know that bass? Yes, man. Make we wheel and turn till we tumble down. Make me hold your hand, girl. Make we wheel and turn till we tumble down. Make me hold your hand, girl. Come. Wheel and turn till we tumble down. Make me hold your hand, girl. Make we wheel and turn till we tumble down. Make me hold your hand, girl. Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much. Now, my child, I have to tell you a few things. You see, when I said peelhead junk for sitting up and treat to pick off the blossom, you know what I mean? Some people know. Well, Marcia, I'm going to tell you what it means. Because most Jamaica people know for we have peelhead junk. Barbadian people won't know. No, Master, because, you know, some Barbadian people did come out of Jamaica one time. And when they said the peel and jack, you know, Jamaica turkey does fly high. Oh, my child. So, you see, so this peel head jack, he's really a vulture, you know. So he doesn't pick blossoms. You know, peel head jack don't eat blossom at all. You know a vulture eat. So then, When I say peel head, chakra, sit down, pan, treat up, pick off the blossom. What a situation. What an unusual thing. What an impossible thing. I never thought we would have met, me darling. Come hold me hand. You see what it means? It's a sort of parable. Like I say, when fowl up, teeth up, pussy, egg, or something like that. You know? It's an impossible situation. I never know would have meet in a delivery. Come hold me hand. You know? Right. So then you know what peel head, chakra mean. And we have a whole lot of wonderful heritage, songs and stories and proverbs and all kinds of nice things. And our language, of course, the basic thing is the language, which we have been talking for 300 years. Yes, my dear. And my aunt, you know, she said she don't like nobody to say I know language at all, at all. She vexed, you know. About the whole rhythm of the language, my child. You see, it's because all this folklore and this culture that we have come from all the different people who have lived in the country, you know, and we just use it, and now we have a real West Indian, a real Jamaican culture. For my aunt wrote to say, when the Asian culture and the European culture buck up an African culture in the Caribbean people, we stir them up and blend them to a flavor. We shake them up and move them to a beat. We wheel them and we turn them and we rock them and we sound them and we temper them and last the rhythm sweet. Yeah. Yes, my dear. So then we don't need to shame at the things we have at all. Like my aunt would say, she vexed any time she hearing the people I come style for with Jamaica language as corruption of the English language. You ever hear anything, Gussel? Aunt Georgia says she don't know what make them not call the English language corruption of the Norman, French and the Greek and the Latin, where them say English is derived from. Oh no, hear the word? English derived, but Jamaica corrupt. No, master, not now, Gussel. We not corrupt and them derived. We derive too. Hey, Jamaica derive. We derive. And let me tell you, man, we derive from the English. We derive from Portuguese, from Spanish and all them sitting, all the people who was there. And on top of it, the basic thing that we derive from is African and Kuya Pupa. Plenty of the words them in a fairy language where them tell we say a corruption. Hey, a good African word. Good African word that come from a nice African language named Chwi. You hear it named Chwi? Yeah, man. It's spelled T-W-I, but it pronounced Chwi. I want good language. And make me tell you, missus, you see all word like bankra? A tree that, a basket, you know? And when we say niam, and them go on like when you say niam, you talk bad. I want good word. Hey, food and eating and all them things there. Yeah, oh man, like fenke fenke and pia pia, you know, and susu and sese and kas kas, kasa kasa, potter potter, you know when we say something potter potter, I want good word, it mean mud, and you know like when we say dirty tough, and them tell us say that it's a corruption of dirty and not true, dirty is ground in tree, it mean the ground. Dirty top the ground hard. Yes. Dirty top. Yes, man. So we now fish him at all. For my aunt Roger said the whole thing did happen when the English forefathers them was a try for us and bound the African ancestors them to chat so English. But the African ancestors them pop them. Yes, sir. Them pop them. For them disguise of the English and the African in such a way that them still couldn't understand them. Listen, man. And up to today, although plenty of Jamaica word them got English in it. Hey, no English man can understand what we are saying. We don't want them to understand me. Yes, that's true. Yes, missus. For you know what happened to me? We fling where most of the bang around them. And we just keep on wanting. Like for instance, you know, when some English people might say, I got stuck by a prickle. Jamaica say, Maka juke me. Ooh, 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 ooh. yes, man. And random English, go away, here we go. Yes, man, and we have a way, see? To make the word we say sound like where the same thing we are talking about look like. Mm-hmm. For when we say yobugu yaka, you know right away say yobugu yaka. But if we say yobununu, hey, that be your nice, yes. Then when we say same thing ruku ruku, you know it's shaky shaky. Yeah, man. Then you know what you English people have a way, them say, bad, worst. We not say so. We not tap this up. We say bad, worst. Ah, yes, man. And when the same thing was down, worse, we say worse. Then now another thing. You know the, when the English them, I'd say about, if them attack to one smarty, them say, you. And them attack to 1,000 smarty, them say, you. When we attack to one smarty, we say, you. When we attack to more than one smarty, we say, oh, no. Yes, man. No, man, we don't have to shame or nothing at all. No, son. Then now, you see, like how it look like, fenke, for instance. If we say something, fenke, and pia. You know, say weak, you know. But when we say something, talawa. You know, say strong. Yes, child, we not have to shame at all. Like one fool Jamaica girl when it come to England, you know. And them have to sing one Jamaica folk song. Say, mama, then catch papa. Hear the fool girl. Mother, they apprehended father. Locks. Then, my dear child, them go ask her to sing another one. And this one is, Matty Walla left, you know. Me now, where Matty Walla left. Hear the fool girl. I don't want. What Matty eats and leaves. Locks, I tell you, child. Oi. Pile up the culture, bad. The monkey broke, the monkey broke, the monkey broke, and the house fell down. The monkey broke, the monkey broke, the monkey broke, and the house fell down. The house get top, the house get top, the house get top, and the yellow gun. You know, I think, you see, the street cries, the old time street cries when I was a child, those people used to have nice singing voices because they had to lift it, you know, like opera. Buy your sweet oranges, buy your ripe banana. Then you see somebody can pick me around and say, meet me around the corner. Then you do one, meet your mama around the corner. See ya. Anyhow. This was a nice, the people who used to sell, and they still do, balancing the baskets on their heads. You ever see people? Huh? That's why their backs are straight and all that. When they balance that basket, you know, they don't want it, you know. Wanna think I lie, may I tell? Is true me talking? Yes, man. So, I'm going to do a song, a balancing song named Balancy. Don't mingle with people. You can't know about them. That's why we like travel so. Jamaica people like travel. Yes, but one time, you know, in the late 40s and early 50s, them did say that we colonized in England in reverse. Me and my auntie Roger did say so. What a joyful news, Miss Marty. I feel like my heart going burst. Jamaica people colonizing England in reverse. By the hundred, by the thousand, from country and from town, by the shipload, by the plane load, Jamaica is England bound. Them are poor out of Jamaica. Everybody's future plan is to take a big time job and settle in the motherland. Hey, what a island, what a people. Man and woman, old and young, just a pack up bag and baggage and turn history upside down. Some people don't like travel, but for show them loyalty, them all did open up cheap fare to England agency. And week by week, them shipping off them countrymen like fire, they immigrate and populate the seat of the empire. Wanna see how life is funny? You see the turnabout? Jamaica live for box bread out of English people mouth. What the devil made to England? Them fierce war, them brave the worst. But I wonder how them guys stand colonizing in reverse. Yes, but with all of that, you know, we'll never forget home. Oh, child, you hear plenty of people over here say, me name cabbage and potato chips and guan, like say me please. But my belly is a half a good plate of rice and peas. Lots. And sometimes when I walk on the land and street and see some of the fluxy mango them. Lots, missus. Me know so that are true that they say some Jamaica people, if you say mango strong to them, them bust out a ball. Oh, child, I'm telling you. Yes, my dear, we like to go back home and just look and think about the bright, bright sunshine, bright blue sea, hilltop kiss in the sky, river sing song, moonshine night. Ay, ay, ay. Yes, man. And then now, you see, when we come now, you see, our festival time. And Christmas time and all that, you see everybody come home from vacation and you see all the family, them run up on the waving gallery figure, make them out, my dear. And you hear one say, I see Samson, I see Samson, I see. And now him. Seeing there, seeing there. I see him. See Samson, that him that, I know him, I him that I see him suit him, did we go away? Locks, yes. There you go, Hansen. See cutie, them mama look pan cutie, papa. What are we a cutie improve, mama? Woo! Cutie come back with two head of hair. Locks. Then you see everybody run them out. You see them come off of the plane and see cutie come out and she do the fetic, you know, here on up. Oh, mama, my dear. So glad to be home, my child. I'm glad to be home, you see. But this place is so hot. Then Here, son, son. I wish you had gone with. Here, son, son, mama now. Now, you see, there are certain people, when you go to foreign, you have to bring back something. Them, no matter the quality of what you bring back, just as long as it's foreign. And them, no man wonder how long it going last. Them only want to say, like a foreign thing you bring back. Hey, so here the boy, mama now. Me glad to see you come back, boy, but Lord, you let me down. Me shame you, set a lala, me proud this drop of ground. You mean you got America and spend 6 whole months there and come back home, no peace better than how you did go, eh? Boy, you no shame, so you come after you stand so long. Not even little language, boy, not even little twang. And your sister. Your sister work 1 week with American and she talks so sweet now that we have the juice, if you understand. Boy, you couldn't improve yourself and you get so much pay. You spend 6 months of foreign and come back ugly same way. Not even a drapes trousers. Not a pass the rhythm coat. Boy, not even a gold teeth, not a gold chain around your throat. Suppose I lost my past to introduce it to a stranger as my lamented son that lately come from America. Them would have laughed after me, boy. I couldn't tell them so. Them would have said, me lie, you was a spent time a moko. Don't back answer me, boy. You talk too much. Shut up your mouth. I don't know how you and your father going to make it out. If you want to please him, make him think you bring back something new. You always call him pa. This evening when him comes, say poo. But you can't win, you know. Because if you come back to flow, hey, everybody say, oh, where she are going with? Like the boy will come back from England and talk flow. What wrong with Mary Dryfoot, boy? Them gal got him for mock. And since I meet him the other night, the boy give me a shock. Me tell him same aunt and him cousin, them saying howdy. Me ask him how I'm getting on, him say, Ojola, Ojola. Me start to feel so sorry for the poor bad lucky soul. Me think him go up foreign land, go catch bad foreign coal. Me say him had a bad sore throat. But when him chat go on, me find out that his foreign twang the boy was a put on. For me notice that him answer to nearly all me say was actually what? Oh dear. All them sitting there. Me get a joke. The girl them laugh. Hear the boy. Ho ho. Ho ho. I'm sure you got the ball to dash out of the cinema. Same time I get in a temper. Me had a boy kill out. I said, don't chat to me with no hot pity at in your mouth. Him stand up like him stunted and hear him now. How so? I'm sure I really just don't understand you, actually. I said, you understand me. Are you near cousin Scoop? You always visit Nana kitchen and get laughing gungu soup. And now all you can say is actually. Why but top? What happened to them sweet Jamaica joke you use for pop? He get back and walk through the door, him head in at the ear. The girl then bawled out after him. Not going, what? Oh dear. Yes, my dear. So you see when them come back, so. So you can't really win at all. You hear them? You see the music there? Me tell you about them. Same thing, all the music people, you know, them have a way with them, man. Same thing, a fella in a Birmingham, one in a London, you already do me. Fella me know where, like Peter, you see Peter there? The fella upon the piano. You don't know him, he come from Jamaica, man. And, when me come now, the fella should have well known me and know me can sing. Come ask me if he can sing in C. Hey, Miss Lou, can you sing in C? Me say, me singing a river.
dear.
Miss Lou, Louise Bennett Keverly. The History of Music and Poetry in Jamaica is a co-production of Jamaicans.com and ReggaePlus.net.